WTFR.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking with Maleficus just as a short snippet. He just wrote to me basically saying that the UK is going back into full lockdown. So I said to Maleficus, I said, yeah, it's happening here as well, because they've just also shut down the borders between Victoria and New South Wales again. It's getting disgusting. It's getting to the point... And then they wonder why there's so many fucking people in Sydney, you know, and Melbourne that are protesting this anti-mask thing. You know, it's the people have had enough. They're done with it. That's why there's such numbers protesting.
Well, I'm honestly a loss for words. If people don't actually stand up after this and do something about it, I'm at a loss as to, you know, where the hell has humanity gone? We were a nation of lions at one point. I've said this to you before, mate, but we were a nation of lions before. Where are they all gone? They're scared little fucking pussycats hiding under the couch. What the fuck?
Yeah. I know, it's upsetting. Really upsetting. You know, Australia was one of the most... I mean, for fuck's sake, this whole country was based on us once being convicts. You know, like, we were the roughest, toughest, meanest kinds of fucking people, and we've created this metropolis out of that somehow. And now all of a sudden we're all just little pussy bitches. It's disgusting. And you know, I was just saying to you before we went to air, holy shit, you know what, if it doesn't come to the point where people just say go and get fucked to the system, it's really sad. And I was saying to you just before we come to air, they can just get fucked. And this is why I want to do this audio, just to tell the system, it can get fucked. I'm no longer following any of their rules. They've pushed us into a corner. So not only am I not following their mask rules and everything like that, and no helmet rules and all of that, I'm just not going to follow any of their fucking rules. I'm going to do what I want, when I want to fucking do it, as long as it's not harming anybody else. I'm just going to do whatever I want when I want to fucking do it. And for those of you that say, oh, well, you are harming people by not wearing a mask, you're a fucking idiot, because it's aerosol, you dumb shit. Even the doctors are coming out and saying it now. It's fucking aerosol. You can't escape that shit. It's a fucking flu. Flu is aerosol.
Yeah, it's... Look, I mean, at the end of the day, look, none of these lockdowns have worked. They've been trying them all over the globe for a year. Obviously, it doesn't fucking work.
Yeah.
So why are people rolling over now and just fucking taking it? My daughter's supposed to be going back to school tomorrow. They've just closed all the fucking schools down.
Yeah. Yeah.
For what?
Yeah.
For a fucking virus with a less of a death rate than the worst flu years that we've had.
I know.
It's just fucking ridiculous. And look, I keep saying it, but if we'd have counted all the flu deaths every year, we could have fucking scared the wits out of the public every year. Nobody's counting, you know, like the fucking cancer deaths or the car accident deaths or drownings or, you know, I think, you know, you add the last few years together, there's probably been more people killed by fucking sharks. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I absolutely know what you
mean. It's probably not the case, but as an example, like, this is fuck all.
It might be, it actually might be the case. Now, Windmiller and Anon21311 in the chat room were having a discussion. Now, one of the things that Anon21311 said was, I tried to figure out the numbers, and if the average person lived to, say, 67 years old, and there are 330 million people in this country, then there are around 5 million natural deaths per year. So I guess a few hundred thousand for COVID is kind of a blip. Not much in comparison. You know?
Actually, I caught a little bit of that because they were talking about how, you know, no one's mentioned about the fact that there's no extra coffins needed. You know, we haven't had all these funeral directors springing up out of nowhere going, oh, there's all these extra deaths, let's go make some pennies.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. You know, let's talk about how many people died by getting hit by cars. How many people that, you know, when we were talking about the idiocracy on the broadcast just yesterday, how many people get hit by trains because they're looking at their dumb phones? You know?
Exactly. Dumb phones, I like it.
Yeah. the dumbing down phones, yeah.
Yeah, it is the dumbing down phones. The same as fucking debt cards, isn't it? You know, it's how they fucking label these things. But, mate, what about the amount of people that die of alcohol
each
year?
Yeah. Fuck.
Or people that die of fucking drug overdoses.
Jesus, the heroin addicts are everywhere. And they're dropping dead left like, they drop dead like flies. You know, a heroin addict only ever ends up in one result, unfortunately, and that's overdose.
Basically, yeah. More often than not, or hepatitis, one of the two.
Yep.
You know?
Yep. But in any case, the one result is death.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's some. I've just looked at some of the comments on the article that's explaining about Boris's thing, and there's a chap there basically just saying, "I won't comply with any additional COVID restrictions imposed." You know.
Yeah.
And you've also got apparently now a super infectious South African COVID.
Oh fuck.
Yeah, so there's now three different variants. There's a UK variant, VUI 2012/01. That's the UK one.
Yeah.
We now have a Nigerian variant as well.
This should show people what a line of shit, a load of shit this is.
Yeah. So the Nigerian variant is called P681H, and the South African variant is supposed to be, so much more dangerous than the British variant. And that's called 501.V2. So watch out for these stupid numerical names being bandied about throughout the fucking world media. You know what's going to happen. It's just, look, it's beyond me the amount of stupidity there is. It's about time people actually fucking stood up for their children. You know, because this is what it's about. This is all our rights are going to be stripped from us. That's it.
All our rights are.
You're going to have fuck all.
Yeah, our rights already are stripped from us. That's the problem.
And people are fucking rolling over and accepting it and going, you know, you've got people saying, oh, well, they should have done a proper lockdown the first time. You know, what the fuck?
What the fuck are you talking about? Yeah, lockdown for what? From flu? You know, good luck, because we are going to start dying because our immune systems are no longer functioning. They're basically ceasing our immune systems. See, it's not really us that's in prison at the moment. It's our fucking immune systems. Our immune systems need to be let off the leash so we can fight these things.
Yeah.
You know? Unfucking real.
There's a website over here called saveourrights.uk. And I don't know whether you've got a similar thing over there, but basically what they've done is they've got it. I advise anyone to go and have a look at it and take a leaf out of their book. What they've done is they've taken into account the British Coronavirus Act, the way the government is behaving and the impact on actual people's lives. And if you click on the little tab that says take action, they've actually got a massive evidence base. And what they're telling everyone to do is report their government to the police. Now, it sounds like a stupid idea, but...
That's a good idea. That's a great idea.
Yeah, so, well, on paper, it sounds like a silly, who controls the police? It's the government. The government are enforcing, or the police are enforcing the government's acts.
But the government is the one that says that the police have to stop crimes. Well, then we report the government to the police because they're committing a crime.
So if you can, right, go on to saveourrights.uk and have a look. They've got like whole evidence bases for you to use. And basically what they're saying is the police won't go over here. The police won't go online and look at evidence that you provide them that's online. But if you print off the evidence, put your name to it and say, I am a victim of this crime. So is this child. This child and this child, all three are my children, and so is my other half. That will be five separate crime numbers that they have to evidence and pursue.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, so...
It'll be overwhelming.
It's not going to work... SaveOurRights.uk is not going to work for everyone around the world, everyone listening, I get that. But at least try and claw some ideas from it, if you can. SaveOurRights.uk. It's worth a little look through. Anyway,
I'll drop that link at the bottom of the audio that we're doing here.
Yeah, I mean, this is just, I'm so fucking angry at the moment. And if other people aren't as angry as me, I just really don't understand why. You know, and it's not about the fact that I've got all this sort of knowledge base on I know what's really going on. It doesn't matter if you really know what's really going on and why it's being done and the, you know, the Great Reset and Agenda 21 and Agenda 23. None of that matters. What matters is that they are destroying everything you've worked for now.
Everything you live for.
Yeah. And as we said last night on the broadcast, you know, this is not living.
No, that's right.
You know, you're locking yourself away in fear of what?
It's the zombification. That's the word I was looking for last night. You know, when we sort of went backwards and forwards about we're not dead, but we are. It's like a zombification. We're like zombies. We're the living dead at the moment. And this has got to stop. I'm not the living dead. I'm going out to live. And if I die because of a flu during that, then tough. But in the meantime, I'm going out, I'm going to live. I'm going to do whatever I have to do. You want to give me a fucking fine, cop? No worries. But pursue what Maleficus is talking about. When I report the government to you, you have to sit down and do the paperwork. So if you're going to do the paperwork over a fine that you've given me because I refuse to wear a mask, or you have to do the paperwork sooner or later because I refuse to pay those fines because you're going to put me in prison, do it. But also do the paperwork against the government that are committing these crimes against humanity.
Yeah. You know, this goes far deeper than your body, your choice when it comes to a vaccination.
Yeah.
Right? This goes far deeper than that. This is basically, you know, what you are allowing to happen now. Well, all you fuckers who think that wearing a mask is a good thing, that lockdowns are a good thing, that, well, the government are probably right and, you know, give me more Snickers, more Coke, blah, 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 blah. More fast food, please. You know, all you fuckers that think that this is a good idea, what are you doing to future generations? Do you not give a fuck?
Yeah. Yeah, obviously, they don't.
I'm fucking livid right now. That if I see anyone in the street that says, oh, yeah, what are you doing out? I'm going to fucking lay into them. I've had enough.
Yeah.
Totally, yeah. I've had enough.
That's where I stand. That's why I wanted to do this audio. I'm now in that. I mean, as you know, I never really followed the rules anyway. There was probably twice I wore a mask or something like a mask. I even had my stubby holder at one stage, my beer holder, and I just put that over my face to walk in the hospital, you know. But other than that, I just don't do it. I refuse to, and the only reason I did that was to see my mother, but I refuse to go along with their rules any longer. I'm done. I'm finished. They can get fucked. No more fucking masks in hospitals, and if they say you can't come in, and say, right, I'm going to hold you personally responsible when my mother dies and I didn't get to see her before that happened. I'm going to hold you personally responsible, and I will deal with you as I see fit. I won't mention how I would deal with them, Maleficus, for obvious reasons, but I will deal with them how I see fucking fit. If you stop me from seeing my dying mother, you're going to suffer the consequences.
Well, this is what I was saying last night. You know, everyone needs to stop conforming. Everyone needs to start disobeying this shit, and let's bring these fucking arguments out into the fore.
Yeah.
So that we can have these publicly in the streets, so that doctors can come forward and evidence that masks are no fucking good.
Exactly.
You know, that social distancing doesn't fucking work. You know, that the numbers that they're churning out are just fucking beyond belief. You know, like I said last night, there's no fucking flu death this year. It's all COVID.
You know what really shits me is that you can tell people aren't totally buying it, at least over here in Australia. I was in Coles, and as usual, I didn't have my mask, but everyone else now, because they've gone back into a form of lockdown where they're saying if you're caught not wearing a mask in a store, then you will be removed from the store and you will be fined. Well, everyone's wearing them again now, not outside on the most part, but inside in this store.
But you can't say that now, because that is prejudging a situation.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing, though. They obviously know it's bullshit because they're not social distancing. I was in line and everyone was near on neck to neck. So they know it's bullshit, but yet they're still wearing the masks. And that's what shits me. Well, if you know if it's bullshit, take the fucking mask off and say enough's enough.
That's it. You got people glaring at. I've had people glaring at me in the shops because I'm obviously because I'm not wearing a mask. But they're not worried about fucking keeping more than a meter away from me.
Yeah, exactly. You know, some people are just dumb as fuck. as dumb as dog shit.
Mate, it's cognitive dissonance all over again.
People it really is.
Need educating.
Yeah.
And the only way we're going to educate people is by actually getting out there, all of us, anyone that's listening to this, fuck it, you need to get out there and show people that this is bullshit. Grow a pair of fucking balls. Take the fucking masks off, man. You know, they get, you know, the amount of fines that have been issued over here over masks being worn. I don't know how many people have been stupid or idiotic enough to pay them, because it won't hold up in a court of law.
Yeah.
You know, simply, if over here, if you say it makes me distressed to wear a mask, they can't make you fucking wear one.
That's right.
So you won't incur a fine.
Yep.
It's fucking peer pressure. And it's, you know,
it's bullying
about. Yes, it's bullying, but it's making, you know, I was listening to your broadcast before we went on air last night, and you had Awaken with JP going on about the control.
Yeah.
That's fucking brilliant. I mean, that's a really good, in fact, if you could tag that on to the end of this little.
I absolutely can. Yeah, I absolutely can. And what I might even do is include it in this audio in case they take his video down. Because they're really starting to crack down on somebody who dares to have an opposing opinion when it comes to COVID. So his channel might go missing very soon. Facebook have already been forcing themselves on top of him and saying, you're breaking our rules by daring to have your own fucking thought. So I might even include it in this audio for people to listen to, because that's really important that people hear what JP's got to say.
And I know he does it with humour, but that, you know, I was smiling when I was listening to it last night. But yeah, if you played that in front of me again now, I wouldn't be smiling tonight. This is fucking ridiculous. All they're doing is killing everything that our country, the people of our country, have worked for. That's it.
And they're not just killing people.
And by the end of the fucking year, everyone. Sorry to step on you there.
No, go ahead.
By the end of the fucking year, we're all going to be relying on cunts like Jeff Bezos at Amazon.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's it. That's what they want.
Yeah, of
course.
Is
that what you want?
Yeah. No, that's right. And they're not just killing people that now have to take a back seat to going to hospital. Okay? They're also killing our will. They're killing everything we stand for. You know that saying that comes from a game of mine that I like to read out, which is, they would have us safe and sober at the expense of our spirit, our freedom to be human. Yeah. That relates, because what they're basically doing is they say, don't get drunk, it's bad for you. Don't smoke weed, it's bad for you. Don't do this, don't do that. Wear a mask, wear a helmet. They would have us safe and sober, right? At the expense of our spirit, our freedom to be human. Yeah. Okay, and if people want to know, that's actually from Assassin's Creed, but it's absolutely true. You know what? I'd rather be drunk. I'd rather be eating some weed because I don't smoke, but I'd rather be eating some weed and getting a bit high. I'd rather be walking outside without a mask, even if it's at the expense of fucking getting a flu. I just don't fucking care. I need to live. My will is not going to be broken by these fucking assholes.
No. Hear, hear. Fucking hear, hear.
Yep.
Yeah.
Done with it.
What is it? You know, we should all just be fucking, you know, ignoring all this shit and living our lives. Like I say, it's not, like I said last night, like Paul English said, it's not a case of resisting. It's simply a case of ignoring and disobeying.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just a...
If everyone did it en masse...
Simple case of saying no. No. Yeah. Just no.
And again, I will reiterate. We employ them. It's not the other way around.
That's right. Right?
You know, so the governments of the world, it doesn't matter where you are in the world, unless you're living somewhere fucking hideous. It doesn't matter where you are. You're going to, you know, you put them, you know, they're supposed to be proportionally representing your wishes as a people.
That's right.
Not the other way around. We don't curtail, you know, we don't curtail to the government's wishes. They curtail to ours. That's the point.
Yeah.
That's the whole point.
Yeah.
Why are they fucking there in the first place?
Yeah, and a quick message to those of you that do actually sit there saying, oh, it's you non-mask wearers that are making it so deadly. Let's pretend, just for argument's sake, that this COVID is exactly what they say it is. It's that deadly, even though, you know, 99%, 99.8% fucking survival rate. let's ignore that for a sec. Let's say that we had a fuck all chance to survive. I would still be out there without a fucking mask. I'll tell you why. Number one, it's aerosol, so you're still going to catch it. Number two, I'm not going to be locked up like a fucking prisoner. We might as well be in fucking Melbourne jail instead of out on the fucking streets, you know? Or the in prison instead of out on the fucking streets, because that's where we are right now. Every time they put us in lockdown and say, you can't cross this border, you can't do this, you could wear a mask, you could... Right? You're a prisoner. You're a prisoner in your own home. I don't know about you, but I haven't done anything to become a criminal. Well, maybe in the past, but nothing major. Nothing that where I deserve to be in prison for over a fucking year now, and that's what it's felt like. No fucking way. You're not breaking my will. I'll do what I want when I fucking want to do it. Stick your masks up your fucking ass.
This brings us back to Biderman's rules of coercion.
That's right.
Yeah, we were saying about last night, you know, and just, you know, the fact that they allow small liberties in order to gain more control.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
you know, they knew full well exactly. And I said before Christmas, we'll all be fucking locked down after Christmas. Just you wait.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, it's come about. What am I, a fucking prophet? Have I got a crystal ball? No, it's common fucking sense.
Common sense. Yep. Yep. Exactly.
Oh, yep. Mate. I'm fucking livid.
Yep. I don't blame you at all. I couldn't believe they crossed. They closed the borders again over six people. Six cases of COVID. And all of a sudden they're like, oh, you've got to go close the borders. I'm like, are you for fucking real? Six cases of fucking COVID. But of course, then the media blew it up and blew it up and blew it up as much as they possibly could to make everything look worse. Inflated the numbers as they fucking do. You know, a lot of these people that are in hospitals right now have the flu. They don't actually have the actual one that's coming from the COVID family, but it's deemed COVID. So therefore, these inflated numbers are full of shit in order to keep you in control. Anyone feeling like a sheep right now? Fuck off. Fuck off.
It's that old meme, isn't it? You know, I tell you. It's the dog and the man, they're working together. And all the other sheep in the flock are going, oh, God, there he goes with this conspiracy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yep, yep.
Fucking wake up, you bunch of cunts.
Yeah, do fucking something. Wake up. Yep.
Do something.
Just say no. Just do not comply. Just say no.
Yeah.
No, and, you know, if they give you a fine, say, thank you, have a nice day. I'll see you again tomorrow, officer. I'll see you again tomorrow, Constable. No problem at all. Just smile, take the fine, walk away, tear it up, and tell them to go fuck themselves. There'll be so many people that have to go to fucking court, there'll be lines miles down the fucking street.
If that's the thing. If everyone stood up right now and just said no, there'd be nothing they can do about it. We are the 99%. That's what that whole song is about.
Yeah.
You know? I noticed that Blackbird9 posted a meme up in Hooli's blog a minute ago, and it's a massive shoal of fish creating a fish shape, and it's about to eat a shark. And there's a caption underneath it saying, I wish more people understood this photograph.
Yeah, yeah. You know, just by you explaining, I haven't seen it, obviously.
But well, just go there and have a look. Use it as the fucking picture for this.
Well, I don't want to look at it just yet. I will use it as the picture, but I don't want to look at it just yet because I want to make that point that just by you explaining it alone already makes all the sense in the world to me. When all these little fish get together and they form a mouth big enough to eat the shark, that says leaps and bounds of what we're meant to be fucking doing, doesn't it?
Yeah. And we all owe it to our fucking children. It's like I said to my dad a little while back, you know, a couple of days back, he's having a moan at me and about COVID this and COVID that. And I'm, Dad, I really don't want to get into the conversation. We're on different sides of the fence. Well, all right then. But COVID, 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 COVID. And in the end, I just snapped and I said, look, I'm not saying any of this. You've got to be in your bonnet about the fact that I think differently to you. But I'm not saying any of this to be right.
Yeah.
I'm saying this because I care about the people that I love.
Yeah, yeah.
Bottom line. And, you know, it's all the other idiots on the planet that are dragging me down with them and my kids, my family.
Yeah.
I care what's going to happen. And, you know, Everyone needs to get off their fucking ass and start acting, because there's nobody, as I've said before, there's no one you can elect in their system that is going to help out or do it for you. You have to do it yourself. Sorry, you've got to get off your fat fucking ass and go and do something.
Yeah, exactly.
Otherwise, you will be trampled on, and so will your kids for the rest of fucking eternity. And these people will get exactly what they want.
No, I know. I know. They're not going to break my will. They've definitely not broken my daughter's will. You know, her and I get out and walk the dog. We walk into the supermarket without any mask. We just don't give a fuck. If we catch a flu, we catch a flu. All right? If it happens to kill, like, for instance, me being an asthmatic, if it happens to kill me, then it kills me. But because I've had that risk all my life, being an asthmatic. This is no different. So...
It's not stopping you from living, though, is it?
Not a fucking chance.
It's never stopped you from living, and it's not going to fucking stop you now.
That's right. Not a fucking chance. We get out, we go down the river, we fill our water bottles, we come back, we filter the water, we fucking store our water and everything like that. We do everything we normally do in our daily life. We do our cooking, cleaning, we go out, we walk the dog, we go down the stores, we walk down by the river. Everything we've ever done, we're still doing. And we're fine for it. I'm mentally more stable than most people in this town because I don't follow these ridiculous fucking restrictions. Probably the only unstable thing about me, Maleficus, at the moment is my anger because so many people are pussy bitches. That's what my whole broadcast is about. I'm so fucking angry at the world about so many things. But this has made me the most angry I've ever been. These dumb fucks walking around with their masks. Some of them even wearing those fashionable masks. You know, look at my special mask. It's a new fashion. It's fashionable. I'm thinking, you're a fucking idiot. You're a fucking idiot.
Fucking retards.
Yep.
Yeah, I know. I know, but this is the thing. You know, it's going to really piss me off if people listen to this broadcast and then go, oh, well, you know, we better go home and conform because we don't, you know, they can do what they want, but we don't want to get into trouble. You're dragging me down with you and my kids. Oh, fuck. This is not living. This is not living. Doing that is not living.
That's right.
It's being subservient and it's being a prisoner.
It's being dead, like you said yesterday.
It's being dead. Yeah. Yeah. It's being dead. You're a slave. You know, fucking... What are you going to tell your kids and offspring in a few years' time when everyone's having to fucking live in their 40 square feet and, you know, order everything from Amazon or rent everything from Amazon because you're not allowed to fucking own anything? Yeah, fucking bunch of morons. Now's the time to be standing up.
You're going to have a lot of people that don't want to have kids too, and you're going to be like, why? Why don't you want to have kids? The most important thing we need at the moment is more white children on this earth, more intelligent children on this earth, because they will stand up to this tyranny. They will help stand up to this tyranny. Why wouldn't you want to have kids? Oh, well, because I wouldn't bring them into a world of COVID, sure. Fuck off, idiot. It's a flu. Have children. Have more children. As Peter Schenck said all of those years ago when the mass immigration got worse and worse and worse. He said, more than ever before, we need now to have as many children as white people as we possibly can. And by God, he was right. And that's what we need to be doing now. We need more and more white, intelligent children to start fighting back against this shit.
Yeah. You know, time is short. I've been saying it for months now. Time is short, and it's getting shorter with every little click of that fucking COVID clock.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many more fucking strains are they going to bring out until everyone's fucking scared out of their wits? Just get a grip, people, and fucking stand up.
You know,
let's move on out and let's get rid of these idiots at the top that supposedly think they're at the top of the fucking food chain. They're only there because you let them.
Yeah, yeah, precisely. Like you said, we employ them. You know, the only thing that bothers me is that these motherfuckers manipulate this thing and then re-release it. We're going to be the targets. They're going to say, see, Sean, it is deadly. Look at all these people fucking dying. And I'm going to say, it was man-made, you fucking prat.
Well, I'm not being funny. It's going to be people like me and you that have a voice and are actually doing something that will be the primary targets. And, you know, I'm not being funny. It's not going to stop me from fighting.
Same here.
Fucking A.
Yep. amen all the way. They're not going to stop me. I'll be dead and buried before that happens. I've always said that. Exactly. You know? Yep. I started this broadcast knowing full well that I could end up in prison or even dead. And it's never changed. I've always been aware of that. So I'm not about to change now. I'll have to be dead and buried before I put up with this bullshit.
Well, this is another thing that I said to my father during that same conversation. You know, when I said, I'm not doing this to be right. I'm doing it because I care about the people that I love.
Yeah.
You know, I'm doing it to save them. I'm doing it because people need to wake up to this shit. I said, and he said, well, you know, you're probably being listened to by, you know, the security services and this. And I said, I don't give a fuck, Dad. I said, I don't give a fuck. I said, you might be disappointed. I said, but I don't give a fuck if I end up dying for this cause.
Yeah.
Because at least it, you know. And he said, well, actually, and he had to concede. And he said, well, you will have my every respect because I respect anyone that's prepared to die for what they believe in. And I am.
Yeah, because we believe in our children, you know.
Yeah.
That's plain and simply
it. I want a better world for them. That's
it. Yeah. Yeah, I know. Nah, this is. I'm just hoping to see this huge wave of people. As we saw in Sydney recently, I'm hoping to see a huge wave of people come along and just go, nut, just fucking nut, done. We're going to cross the borders, we're going to do whatever we fucking like, nut.
This is the point where, you know, the police, the military, they've all got families. This is the point where they need to start thinking about where their loyalties lie now.
Yeah.
Because it certainly is not, you know, it's either that or they are party to this. You know, they are part of the problem. It's either that or they are helping these idiots prepare a world for their descendants that they're not going to agree with.
Yep.
You know, what the, it just beggars belief. But then, you know, it's very hard to educate people. It's very hard to educate people. But if this sort of behaviour by the authorities doesn't start educating people, I don't know what fucking will, mate. I've got to be honest.
I know. Yeah, if we don't get that wave I was just talking about, I've truly given up on most people then. I'm done with them. You know, I mean, as it is, I slightly talk to a new audience. But if that new audience doesn't start standing up and actually doing what we're doing when it comes to what we're talking about here, then I'm no longer going to be talking to that new audience. I'll be talking to those people that already understand what we understand. The rest can go and get fucked. I'm fucking done with it. You know, you just said something in passing. And I believe it needs to be put out there, which is this, beggar's belief. I feel that that's where we're heading.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does. It beggars belief. If people can't wake up from this, then nothing's going to wake them up.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, precisely. They have to understand that there is a greater agenda behind this. When was the last time, I know I've said it before, but it was a long time ago. When was the last time the entirety of Western civilization acted in unison?
Yeah.
Never. Right? Yeah. Yet everyone's at home. Everyone's in their separate countries thinking, well, our government are making some crap decisions. Your government aren't making the fucking decisions.
Absolutely not.
Wake up.
Yep. No, the people that are making decisions are those of the protocols of the learned elders of Zion. They are the descendants of those people. The Rothschilds, the Morgans, the Rockefellers, Goldman Sachs. You know, so... people are going to wake up, start waking up to that. There's an agenda here, which is world government. I thought people would have known after the Copenhagen talks, because David de Rothschild plain and simply came out and said it's very hard to get this sort of global governance agenda activated. So they've plain and simply stated to you what one of their agendas are, which is global governance. In other words, global control. So
why would the whole world be trying to vaccinate if it wasn't one lot of people calling the shots?
Exactly.
How did every country come to the same fucking conclusion? Oh, yeah, that's right. All 190 of them signed the fucking World Health Organization Charter.
Yep.
Who's calling the shots then? It's not your fucking government, is it?
No, that's right. And, you know, again, with David de Rothschild, they were trying to get the global carbon tax back in the Copenhagen talks back in the day.
Now, will they'll get that?
Well, here's the thing. They were trying to get the global carbon tax because once they could kick off something global, that brings us into that whole global governance. They couldn't get that. A lot of governments were saying no, including the Australian government at the time. They said, we're not ready to be controlled globally in any way. So it's not going to be a global carbon tax. It's going to be an Australian carbon tax. So when countries did this, that's why Rothschild came out. Oh, excuse me. David de Rothschild came out and did the speech about saying it's very hard to get this global governance agenda activated. So now this is the next best thing for them. It's going to be this global vaccination and this global card that shows you, you know, you can't travel to the States if you haven't had your vaccination, right? This is a global governance agenda, plain and simply. And it's not like they're hiding it anymore. Any one of you that want to say, oh, Sean's a conspiracy theorist, go back and look at Rothschild during the Copenhagen talks, one of the richest Jews in the world, saying that it's very hard to get this global governance agenda activated. You cannot deny it any longer, ladies and gentlemen. You cannot fucking deny it. It's in your face, fucking stupid. It's slapped you in the face right here and now. It's time you start waking up and fucking acting on it.
Yeah. Yeah, here, here. I mean, I really can't say any more than that. It's about time people started acting. And if this isn't a big enough catalyst for them to do so, I don't know what fucking will be. Because if you wait until people are getting taken away in the night and fucking bumped off or put in camps or whatever, it's already too fucking late.
Yeah. Yeah, precisely. And don't think it won't get that extreme, ladies and gentlemen. It already is. Remember, people have been thrown to the ground here in Australia alone for not wearing masks. Here they are saying, wear a mask for your protection. Oh, but if you don't, we won't protect you. We'll throw you to the ground and harm you. It's already happening. They're already taking people away.
I've seen horrific footage. And some of the worst footage I've seen is actually Melbourne.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fucking terrible. Absolutely fucking terrible.
Yeah, you want to see what government foot soldiers can behave. Go and have a look at some of the footage of the Melbourne situations.
Yeah.
You know, people not wearing masks and being literally pinned to the floor by their throat. For God's sake, you know, girls as well. Not just guys.
Yeah. There was a young lad that was in a club, and you should have seen the way the security treated him. Now, Shield Maiden was actually saying, I'm not sure, but I think it was Shield Maiden anyway. Correct me if I'm wrong, Shield Maiden, if you listen to this. But she was actually saying, oh no, but apparently he started a ruckus and this is why security treated him that way. But security aren't allowed to treat people that way in the first and foremost. But the reason he caused the ruckus is because he didn't want to wear the mask. So they grabbed him, they choke-holded him until he passed out, and then just dropped him on the floor, and you should see his head just go smash into the floor. And you see the people around him go, oh, like, what the fuck? What are you doing to this poor lad? And then they just dragged his ass out the front door.
Yeah.
You know, this is unacceptable. You know, at this point, these authorities are the ones that need to be taken to task. They need to be arrested. Who was it on the round table, Brights' round table, one of the gentlemen said, hey, Sean, have the Australian people thought about arresting the police, you know, for this bullshit? And I was like, no, they haven't. They should have, but they haven't, you know? It should be us arresting them, making citizens arrest against the cops. For the way they're treating people. You're not wearing a mask. I'm going to arrest you. No, I'm going to arrest you. You're under arrest for harassing me. You're under arrest for trying to get me to do something that is against my will.
Yeah, and discriminating against
me. And discriminating against me, no less.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. In fact, I might use that on the next cop that pulls me up. I'm going to use that. I'll hit record on my phone so that people know I'm not bullshitting. If I get pulled up for a mask, not wearing a mask, whether it be in the store or not, I'll press record and I'll just say, no, I'm placing you under arrest, sir. You're under citizen's arrest for trying to get me to do something that's against my will. And if someone of the outsiders tries to say to me, I just put your mask on, mate, I'm just going, fuck off. This is not between you and I. This is between me and the constable. Was I addressing you? No. I'm addressing the constable. Now fuck off. I'm just so fucking done with this shit.
Yeah, I am as well, mate. And, you know, like I say, the whole of the UK now, over what? Another fake load of fucking bullshit virus figures. You know?
Yeah, I know.
Absolute fucking nonsense. Absolutely unbelievable.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll cut it off here, I guess. I mean, eh?
What can I say? Other than, you know, just fuck it. Everyone needs to get out there and fucking grow a pair.
Just say no. Yep. Just say no to whatever they're telling you to do. Say straight off, you're right, no, I'm just going to live. I'm going to go out and I'm going to live the way I see fit. Give me the fine. You're not getting the money. You know? And the more people that do that, the less power the cops and the government have.
That's the thing. Everyone needs to do it en masse.
Yep.
Yeah? Otherwise, we'll just all get picked off one by one.
Yep, it's happening now. I mean, proof's in the pudding. Yeah. They're slowly but surely throwing everybody to the fucking ground over absolutely nothing, treating people like shit. Nah, it's gotta stop. Anyway, I'll end this here, Maleficus, because I've got to get out of here for a bit. But it's now 6 in the morning. I'm gonna go for a bit of a walk, get the little puppy out. Okay. The little lady is asleep still. I'm not gonna wake her at the moment, but me and puppy will get out there and go for a walk. Once the lady wakes up, I'll just say, right, time to go do some shopping without a mask.
Yeah. Well, look, mate, you know, have a good one.
Yeah.
Love to all over there. And, yeah. Yeah. Stay strong, man.
You too, Maleficus. Fight, eh? You too. Yeah. Yeah. Will, instill that rebellion in your children.
Fucking right.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, mate. Right, bud. I'll talk to you very soon.
Yeah. Cheerio, bud. All cheers.
Right, bye.
1650 AM, Tunnel Under New York.
WTFR.
Where board is free.
And 107.9 FM in the Victorian Alpines.
FM.